Miss Lindsay, number 22 on your Christmas list. She taught your son cursive, how to show his work, and even how to say thank you. She's given him so much, you'd like to give her something too. And with the great holiday prices at Academy Sports and Outdoors, this year you'll finally be able to give to those you've always wished you could. Like number 22, Miss Lindsay. Because this Christmas at Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less means more.
Welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Liahona and the New Friends. I'm your host and Liahona Pam Reddy, and I'm really excited to be here with you today. We are in the midst of absolutely amazing, amazing times. Wherever you are on your journey, know that what's taking place now is of the utmost assistance in the most remarkable way. So take a deep breath and join in with me and the new friends, the beings of light, the archangels, and all that have gathered in this sacred space that have been called forward in the intention and the alignments to assist you in the most favorable way on your journey. As I sit and prepare for our time together, I tune in and ask, what do the great beings want us to know? You know, there's so much to share and talk about. So let's just relax, sit back wherever you are. If you're multitasking, that's okay. And if you can just allow yourself to be in quiet, that's okay too. But let's hear what the great beings want us to know. As the Liahona, what that is particularly is, it's a kind of a hat I wear, so to speak. The Liahona is a compass. It's a compass that points to God. It's the way shower, the seer. And as a channel, it was a title that really popped down for me to wear the very first time I stepped onto the show, this particular version of Universal Energy Radio, bringing forward the new friends. Now, the new friends is a funny title in a way, but don't we all want great friends? And when I first was feeling into and learning about them, I wanted a name, and they felt new. And in a way, they're newer than the other universal beings and beings of light that have been of assistance to us, because they did not participate in the fall of consciousness. And their role is really pivotal for now. You see, they are particularly assisting with all the codes of light and the colors that come through the great central sun to our sun and to our planet. And they have a particular keen interest in extending those lights and color codes to assist us on this evolution, on this shift that we're participating in. And most of all, they want us to be happy on our journey. They notice we tend to forget that. And so I looked for a name to call them. They were first brought to my attention in the Master in Alchemy class with Jim Self, and he made notice to pointing to all the beings that were here assisting us, and he called them new friends, and that name kind of stuck. When I sought out calling them something else, they were rather amused and said a name did not matter, and it would even convolute things for trying to define them. So join in with me in welcoming their presence, for they truly are friends. They sit at the council of love and light, and they are most high beings, not ever in physical form, who are very passionate about you and your evolution. So take another breath and breathe in the deep codes of light that are present in this energy conversation. And know that this is a time for you to be uplifted, inspired, and allow the words to just flow. This really is a conversation, and tended to make a difference for you. And so, why are these incredible times? I'll come around a couple weeks maybe before Thanksgiving. I was just feeling something amazing. I'd wake up each day, and there was this knowing that things had changed. Now, if you had said to me, well, what do you mean what's changed? I would have said, I'm not really sure, but I feel different. I feel happier. I feel more clear. And as my journey has progressed, I have become a lot more clear on my role, which is why I'm speaking to you from the title, if you will, of the Liahona. And it just, the feelings felt amazing. And that's because things had changed. We are and have been bathed with new codes of light, with colors, with frequencies through that great central sun that are purpose-filled for our personal evolution. Whether we're conscious to it or not, these light codes are flowing through us. Now here's the amazing part. When we are present and conscious to a knowing taking place to assist us, well, that's where the greater opportunity lies. Now, when we look for these changes from our old habits and from the struggle and the challenges that are very present in our lives, I mean, when I say everything felt different, nothing was different at all at the same time. Still have the same life. But when our perception and perspective shifts into that divine perspective and perception in the alignment of who we are, which is what these codes of light are also assisting us, well, that's where things are different. Our reference points, how we view things, is altered. And so if we're looking at things from the conflict, the struggle, the, oh, my life is really hard right now and I have all these problems, then bless you, yes, you may. For certainly this year has been most challenging in some very unique ways, and of the utmost challenge for many. And yet, for a lot of us, we're not really affected by many of the challenges that are taking place. The fires in California, again, raging. Well, where I am in Georgia, there's no fires here, but yet I do feel the effect of those fires, and I've been sending lots of prayers and energy work to assist, to calm the fires, and we're still the effect of, because truthfully, we are all one. And yet when we're looking at life from the old habit reference points of challenges, we're not as available and present to what's taking place. So let's talk about how to be available and what is taking place right now. So yesterday was a very pivotal day, being it was 12-12. Now, we all know there was a great awakening on 12-12-12 and 11-11-11 and even prior to that. And yesterday a portal opened. There were openings, there were closings, but I want to talk about the openings that are leading into the wonderful solstice taking place on 12-21. Now, these are historical sacred events that happen every year, and there's multiple purposes in them. Longest day of the year for those in the southern hemisphere, shortest day for those of us in the northern. And what is available on a galactic scale, on a spiritual scale? That's what we're talking about today. So yesterday, as this portal opened that led the way into the solstice, huge energies. I'm going to invite you to go to my website, Pam Rennie, PamRennie.com. I haven't posted it yet, but I will by the time the show's over, and go to free gifts. I did an energy transmission because the energy was so powerful. It was, in my opinion, important to pay attention to and to notice. And so I did a little transmission to assist everyone to be aware of the portal and step into that. It's ushering in even higher frequencies of light, colors, sounds that we don't hear with our ears. Why does all this matter? Well, here's the exciting part. Regardless of where you are in your journey, wherever you are in your awakening, You're probably very aware that we're in the midst of an evolutionary shift, that things are changing. My friend Gail Lash mentioned yesterday, I was on a radio show, her show, last night, and she found a book, and I apologize for not recalling the title, but I'm going to post that in a copy here, from a man written that the truth is there's less violence on our earth now than historically has taken place. Now, we could immediately want to argue with that and say that can't be, because isn't that what we hear about so often? And yet, don't we have the ability to hear through Facebook and social media things that are taking place in a way that we have never had that opportunity before? And isn't it true that we don't typically hear of every good thing taking place? So that felt encouraging. It felt hope-filled. And that has been the message the divine have been bringing forward since 11-11, to be filled with hope. So here's why these frequencies and codes of light are making a difference in your life. And here's how to be more aware. Take a breath and be in this present moment. Be right here, right now. Take a deep breath. And allow your body to relax. Whatever you're doing, if you can take a moment and do nothing but listen, that's great. Do that. You might notice you feel tense in certain areas of your body. And just take a deep breath into those areas and let your body know it may relax. This is a really busy time of year. And in the busyness, we can miss out on some great opportunities. And let's expand into what is available. You see, these frequencies of love and light that are bathing our planet, there's a Christed consciousness within them. That great being that walked our earth, that energy is very much, once again, at 11-11-11, seated at the core of our earth. And the frequencies of light that have been bathing our planet, and I'm just going through the time, it's 111, how perfect. So many messages in the numerology, and that message is signifying you're on the right path, and you are so supported with all of the divine beings, and as if we're going through the pillars, symbolizing the 1 and 2, the portals that are available here. And so these energies that I'm speaking of are creating change. Very physical change around the core of the earth, at the core of the earth and around the earth. The magnetics are changing. They're altering purposely. The magnetics within us are altering. You see, as we've gone through the third and fourth dimension, we've very much been in a pattern of duality. The contrast, the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the arguing for. We very much walked in a feeling and a sense of separation. A big yawn, symbolizing a shift of energy. As a Liahona and the empathic healer, I am, I yawn often. So let's take another breath and allow that energy to shift. And what this change in the magnetics means, as we've walked through those experiences as part of the plan, part of the progression, we held on to things, the density of our body, unconsciously, unknowingly back then. We held on to the energetics. We held on to the core wounding. We held on at a cellular level to the ideas of how others said we should live our lives. Very much how others thought we should be became our reality, unknown to us for doing it a different way. All of that is being released. The magnetics that have held those emotions and thoughts and patterns and belief systems in place, take a breath, has been dissolved away. And as it's dissolved away, more of these frequencies of light are able to be anchored within your body. Now, when you use the reference points that are available, like present time, you're more aware. So notice yourself. If you drifted off away from this present moment, your mind was wandering, that's okay. Just bring it right here, and I'm going to ask you to notice your body. Notice your breath. in the present moment, things get quieter. There's layers of thought. And allow yourself, without having to figure it out and know what that means, to be in the layer of thought that is quieter, that allows you to be more present and more available. And let's just intend and allow these codes of light to consciously flow in through and around you. And you may feel nothing, and that's okay. And you may begin to feel more energized or excited. Just allow whatever you feel to be perfect. Now, as these magnetics are changing and the density of the lower vibrating thoughts and feelings are leaving you, you're becoming more conscious and aware and more available to be in the fifth dimension and beyond. Now, one of the most amazing reference points is being in the center of your heart. There's a sacred place there. There's a sacred place that I first learned of and accessed in the Master in Alchemy path of level one. And that's entering the sacred heart, entering in the sanctuary of the pink diamond. And be there right now. You may place a hand upon your heart and allow yourself to just be present and notice what happens. Notice how all of you collect up and go deeper within you and intend to be more in your body. You see, as spiritual beings, we tend to be a bit all over the place, especially when we get very busy and feel scattered. So allow this second reference point to be another option, that you're in your sacred heart. And your soul spirit knows well this place. And with your hand there, just access that and feel into that. And be there. Now notice this. Notice that this is you accessing your heart. This is where your Akashic records are seated, where the blueprint of your life is. And you see, as we come operate often outside of ourselves, we've been looking for things, looking for answers. Well, sometimes it doesn't feel comfortable coming back here, and it's not the heart space that's uncomfortable. It's in our etheric body where all the energies that we spoke of earlier have been stored. So let's use these codes of light and make a difference there. And you may not have experienced anything there, but let's still take opportunity here to do this. So adding to the lights that are already flowing, let's tap into a tool that Divine Mother brought to me a while back. And this tool, we're going to bring it to about your eighth chakra above your head, and it's as big as your energy field, as wide. So it looks like a hula hoop. I call it the halo. And this body of energy tool holds all the rays of creation, all the color codes, sound frequencies, and all the lights. And today we're going to access and draw in the indigo coating. This is the fullness of what you may have heard of, the violet flame from Saint Germain. Now let's allow this violet flame, this indigo coating from the halo to flow down. And as it flows down, it flows through that column of light that is you into your crown and all the way through the center of your body. And also rains down softly and gently the indigo coating around your energy field, your aura. And as this beautiful, amazing light flows through, let's allow it to do as it was designed to do. Bring a cleansing, bring a transformation. Bring more of your I Am presence to you. And let's just be a moment, sit here in these energies, allowing them to flow. You're creating more space, allowing the density to leave. And this indigo coating is multi-purposed. And enjoy that. Very nice. And you can access this anytime. Now, the beautiful thing is as this density is leaving us and these color codes coming forward and all the frequencies in the Christed consciousness, when we enter into the solstice, which is on the 21st, and I invite you to connect with me that day. I'll be hosting a December solstice transmission, and you can find the link to that on the copy of right here of this page, and I'll put that in the chat for you to see right now. But what's going to happen on that day is those frequencies that come forward have never been on the planet before. New frequencies of light, colors, sounds, all for your benefit, all for assisting you on your evolutionary shift. I mean, imagine that. Never on the earth before. And that's because we are now able to receive these lights and to be consciously aware from the two places we've just talked about, and the third we're going to go to in a minute. They're creating change. They're drawing to you more of the magnetics that you desire to experience. It has been shared for many years that when we enter the fifth dimension, our manifesting will be instantaneous. And I remember my mentor of Mastering Alchemy, Jim Self, saying, do you want to experience that now? And for a minute you'd say, yeah, and then he'd go, really? Do you now? Because it was about what you think. That's the first tool of your manifesting. And we all tapped into our thoughts. We kind of realized, well, wait a minute, maybe not then, because our thoughts were a bit all over the place. And if we are thinking our reality from our thoughts, we want to be pretty careful what we're thinking. But now things are changing and they're shifting, and the magnetics of the fifth dimension, which is about manifesting and drawing to you everything that you desire, is more accessible than ever before. Now take a breath. That certainly is something to be profoundly excited about. It's also something to be aware of, to be paying attention to, and to have some abilities and tools at hand to take full advantage of that. So imagine finally drawing to you more of what you wish to experience. Have you noticed through the years, with all that you've learned on your spiritual journey, and I feel like I've been the how-to, yes, that's a great experience, I like that meditation, I enjoy doing this or that, but I want to know how. I want to know how to replicate it for myself. And that's why I have been in love with the tools and the path and been the pointer and the way shower to what served me and what's benefited and helped me remember who I am. So this is worth paying attention to. And even in the busyness of this holiday season, you are very able and capable to slow down and benefit from being the effect of. So we talked about being in present moment and just pausing and noticing that you're right here. Talked about being in the sacred heart and just with a hand on your heart, allowing you to feel what that feels like. And let's feel that again, because chances are good you drifted away. So be, use your heart chakra as a reference if you like, hand on your heart, and just be. You may even feel your heart beating. And let's go to another reference point. That's the center of your head. And this is a really important tool because in the operating of outside of ourselves that we've commonly done through our journey, this is a place where others' opinions tend to pop in and we have tend to collect them in the center of our head. So I'm going to say to you, be in the center of your head by telling your body, your bodies, to be centered in the pineal gland area and to think of it as seen from behind your eyes. And we could even create a pathway. Take both your index fingers and put them at each side of your head at the temple area. And draw an imaginary line. And in the center of that line, see a dot. Then, yeah, you do this with your imagination. It's easy. just decide you can. And now move your hands. One finger is at your forehead and the other is at the same area at the back of your head. And make another line. And where those two lines intersect at that dot, breathe yourself in that center of your head point, seen from behind your eyes. And notice this. And create another reference point. You might be super familiar with this reference point and allow this to serve as a great reminder. And notice you, seen from behind your eyes. And the minute you take up residency here in the center of your head, this is me, this is my space. I'm seeing your living word right there in my space. I notice what this feels like. Deep breath. Very nice. Now I imagine that you feel even quieter here. You're more present. And by taking residency in the center of your head, in these magnetics that are flowing of the color codes and the light, a lot of those old habit patterns are dissolving away. They're leaving. Those that have taken up that residency, you've taken back your seniority. This is your command center. So be here a moment and notice this. You tend to be grounded in your body, centered. And everyone says to you, be centered. What do they mean? Well, they all might mean different things, but to me, this is the utmost centering. Being here. Now here's the beautiful thing. With practice, this is your walking around space. This is you fully operating your physical body, which is the vehicle to house your spirit soul, that divine spark of the Creator that is you, that earth angel that's you walking upon this beautiful, beloved Pachamama planet that we're on. This is you in your I Am presence. These are the reference points, some of them, there's more, but here's three tools of reference points to really help you notice. Now, does that mean all of a sudden everything looks different out there? No. This is more of like an energetic tuning. It's a bandwidth of energy, if you will. This is like you're the radio, okay? The new friends love this application where, you know, if you go, say you hop in your car and the radio's on, and there's a song already playing that you're not hearing, but it's playing. And all you have to do is tune to that frequency, and you hear that song. Well, that is what these reference points are like. You're not hearing the song playing, but yet you're vibrating. Your awareness and your consciousness is at a different frequency to allow these lights to even be more fully present to assist and support you. Notice that. That, my friends, is phenomenally exciting and very amazing. And this is available for you. And as you hold more of these light frequencies and as we step into this time of preparation for the solstice, notice how you are drawing to you more of what you wish to experience with the power of your intention. That is why these are most amazing and auspicious times. So let's take a breath. And let's hear from what the new friends would like us to know about this period of time. So get comfortable and choose to experience this transmission of love and light from them, from wherever you're at. Choose to experience hearing from them in present time, from your sacred heart, from the center of your head, and just be. And just give me a moment to connect more fully with them. We extend grand greetings. And as we are pleased to come and speak to you, the words of your language that you hear with your ears, we wish you to also know that amongst the words, with the rays of creation, are many energetics flowing to you. purpose-filled to assist you on your evolution. It is our desire and passion that you remember who you are, that you remember that you hold the dream and that you are here walking in the physical body, this very beloved planet, for a grand purpose. We are merged with all that is, and in particular, the beloved Archangel Gabriel is very present with us today. For this is a season that holds great spiritual awakenings. It is a season where many have their attention to turn to the divine of their spiritual practices and celebrations. And there truly are celebrations taking place in the multiverses. At the very center core of your earth and the layers of your earth, there's jubilation and celebration taking place now. We wish for you to tap into these moments of celebration. Even amidst strife and struggle and heartache that you may be experiencing if you have been in the effect of tremendous trauma and turmoil and disastrous events, know you still are love. And even as the most beloved upon the planet experiencing the most traumatic situation, there is love for you, and there is love within you. And we wish to be sensitive to that and extend compassion to you and for you to know that while you may hurt at this time and feel pain and heartache, that there is still joy. There is love within your heart, and we wish for you to be comforted in knowing that and feeling that, that if you're still here, it is because you have chosen to be here to fulfill your purpose. These are the most outstanding times. For as we usher in these codes of light and energetics and the Christed consciousness that you are able to hold, the dimensions rise. The new earth and its creation is becoming more of a reality. And you are able, with the releasing of the resistance, restrictions, and constructs that have been in the way and kept you in that duality, in that contrast, where things didn't always work out as you wished, that is being dissolved away. Know that the power of your thoughts and intention is more active than ever before. Choose well, beloved. Choose that which you wish to experience, what you wish to be, and what you wish to draw to you. And know that you are capable and able now. We wish for you to know, as we extend great love to you from our beloved source, that you are love. And we wish you to know, we would delight to see you being happy. For many, if not all, of those humans in form seem to have forgotten that they came in this earthly mission to experience, and happiness is an option. And it's one that you haven't chosen much of. You have thought it to be an experience. You have thought, I'll be happy when, and I'll be happy if, and I'll be happiest when I have a beloved next to me. And we say this to you, be happy now. As you choose happy, as you decide you can be happy, you will draw more happiness to you, more things to be happy about. And certainly, do you not wish to have a happy beloved? Do not you wish to have a beloved come to you when you're already happy and not in a codependence of I'll only be happy if, for that is an old construct, and we suggest you do away with that codependence. The more you are in gratitude, which is a very important and powerful creation, the more you'll find to be grateful for. Speak the words. And in this moment, if you think there is nothing you can find to be grateful for, say, things are coming to me that I will be grateful for. I am drawing to me gratitude. And begin with that. breathe into this. This season is that which affects your senses more than any other time. Even the senses housed within your body that you're not available are there, even your spiritual senses. They're heightened, they're aware, and we suggest you add to the joy of this jubilant celebration by noticing the sights, the sounds, the tastes, the feelings, that you align even with all of the elementals, the fire, the water, the earth, the air, and most of all, the fifth element, the element of love. And hold this love within your hearts that you may have the most joy-filled season that you have ever experienced. That you may do this for yourself, that you may give to yourself, that you may receive for yourself. And as you do this, beloveds, you're in that bandwidth of energy of love and light. And that is what you will transmit. That is the frequency that you will vibrate at, for you all are vibrational beings that hold and are energy. And you will create the opportunity for others to also choose that as their experience. Without doing anything but simply being and allowing. We invite you to notice and pay attention and to be the effect of these changes. Most of all, we desire you to be the love that you are. And as we usher and welcome in this solstice, this will be the most grand awakening on your planet and for all of humanity, even the beloved animals that walk your planet. Yes, they are participating also. We wish to be of service to you and assist you to be the love and the happiness that you came here to be in experience. Call upon the archangels. Call upon the lords of light. For you must ask, and they truly desire to be of great assistance. We will step back from this Liahona now, but we are ever present as we usher in the frequencies of light, color, sound, and the Christed consciousness through the great central sun, through the multiverses, as was perfectly designed and intended to be taking place now for this evolutionary shift, lifting your planet and lifting all of humanity. We are those titled the new friends, and we are here for you, beloveds. And take a deep breath and feel that love that is here for you now. And it is my hope and my intention that this has been a conversation that makes a difference for you, that the energies flowing within the words have uplifted you, inspired you, and that even those experiences and thoughts and words that may not have made sense, that they still resonated within you and assisted you to be more in alignment with the quiet spaces and places and the reference points that will help you be, remember, and enjoy this time more than ever. I invite you to join with me for what I know will be an amazing and power-filled time on the solstice during the solstice transmission. I invite you to connect and engage with me in a complimentary conversation where we can tune in and connect and see how I may be of assistance to you further on your sacred journey. And you can find these opportunities and more on my website at pamrennie.com, pamrennie.com. I'm also known as the Sacred Journey Mentor, for it is my role to be of assistance to you as we navigate this shift together with more grace, with more ease, and most of all, remembering who we are. So take another deep breath, and I will call this episode of Universal Energy Radio's Leah Hona and the New Friends complete. Now, wherever you are on the planet, go and have a great day and enjoy yourself being the love that you are. Many blessings.
Suffer from chronic CFED or can't focus energy drain? Try over-the-counter Vibrant. One tablet contains the same caffeine as a cup of coffee, but without the calories or coffee breath. Vibrant. Caffeine, not coffee. Taking Vibrant may result in increased productivity and decreased dread in setting alarms. Unexpected enjoyment of the graveyard shift has been associated with Vibrant. Vibrant may be a better budget option than drinking coffee. It may also decrease the urge to doze off, skip work, or exhibit signs of slacking. All jokes aside, always read the label, take only as directed, and limit caffeine as it may cause real side effects. Not for children under age 12.
Miss Lindsay,
number 22 on your Christmas list. She taught your son cursive, how to show his work, and even how to say thank you. She's given him so much, you'd like to give her something too. And with the great holiday prices at Academy Sports and Outdoors, this year, you'll finally be able to give to those you've always wished you could. Like number 22, Miss Lindsay. Because this Christmas at Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less means more.